What political philosopher or thinker do you most identify with and why?
Christ, because he changed my heart.
I thought that Jesus' being here was about his death and dying on the cross, when it really was about him coming to show us how to do it, to show us the Christ consciousness that he had, and that consciousness abides with all of us.
And that will necessarily involve continuing good relations with the Tibetan people and their remarkable representative, the Dalai Lama.
Hello, Dalai. This is Louis Dalai.
The walls between Christians and Muslims and Jews cannot stand. These now are the walls we must tear down.
You know, those who are concerned about the family, that the family may maintain itself in a society where everything is fragmenting, where we have single-parent families, where we have broken homes, all of these things compound people's concerns about the family. Now, there are those who would like to expand the definition of the family beyond what it has traditionally been and even legally been in the Western world. They want to say that families can be same-sex couples. They often advocate for same-sex marriage. Is same-sex marriage pro-family? Some would argue it absolutely is. We're going to be trying to answer that question with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse here in the first few minutes of this hour of Issues, Etc. Thanks for tuning us in. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you this Wednesday, October the 1st. A little bit later, Dr. Jeff Gibbs will join us. We'll spend the remainder of this hour talking with him about the Kingdom of Heaven. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is a regular guest. She's director of the Ruth Institute based in San Diego. She spent 15 years teaching economics at Yale University and George Mason University. And she's author of the books Love and Economics and Smart Sex. Jen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we have these arguments that are being made now that, look, if you're pro-family and if you think family is good and if you think marriage is a good thing for society, then why not gay marriage? Why not same-sex marriage? Because if they want to enter into this good institution and if they want to form families of their own kind— who should worry about it? Isn't that good for everybody?
Well, the issue is not whether gay couples should love one another and form stable unions. The issue is whether the legal definition of marriage should change from being a child-centered institution that is based on the differences of the genders and should be changed into an adult-centered institution that is gender-neutral. And that's really the issue, is do we want gender-neutral marriage? Many of the benefits that flow directly from marriage have to do with bridging the gender divide between men and women. And a lot of the benefits that people get from it have to do with that my strengths and weaknesses are complemented by my husband's strengths and weaknesses, which are gendered in, to some extent. And so the claims by same-sex marriage advocates are really overblown because they are simply assuming that everything that takes place in a marriage between a man and a woman would automatically flow from a same-sex union. But that's basically assuming the very thing that you need to prove, which is that gender is irrelevant to marriage. I mean, that's what they're assuming is true, is that gender doesn't matter to marriage, that gender doesn't matter to parenting. And in fact, what they want is for the law to create as a legal reality that gender is not relevant to either marriage or parenting. And that, we think, is going to create some very serious distortions, not only in the law, but also in social practice and how people view one another and relate to one another.
Some might say, I thought you guys were in favor of two-parent families. Wouldn't gay marriage encourage this?
No, not really, because what it's saying is that two random adults, are the same as two biological parents. And we already know that that's not true. We don't have great studies on the impact of same-sex parenting. Despite the proponents of same-sex marriage's arguments, we don't really know what the long-term impact is going to be on children of having same-sex parenting. But we do know that two adults who happen to love each other are not the same as the biological mother and the biological father who are working together as a team. We already know that because we know that step families look different and behave differently and have different impact on children than do biological families. We know that cohabiting families are different than married families. So the claim that just having two adults on hand, any two adults will do, we know that's not true. And so what the proponents of same-sex marriage are counting on is they're counting on biology being relatively unimportant and the love between the adults being the only thing that matters. And I think there's great reason to be very suspicious of that claim.
One argument I heard recently was that what we should be doing is creating a societal expectation of marriage for same-sex couples, as there has been, at least in the past, a societal expectation for marriage with different-sexed couples. That's an odd mouthful, isn't it? And what that would do is, in the gay community, the societal expectation would reduce the incidence of disease and promiscuity and all of the other things that go along with gay culture up to this point.
Well, that would be a more persuasive argument if you could show that there was already a compelling trend in that direction. I mean, what's being said is that if we change the legal institution, everybody's private behavior is going to change along with that. And I find that dubious, to be quite honest with you. And along with that, if that's what was supposed to happen, then we would have to expect that the gay marriage proponents would get on board and help those of us who have been arguing against divorce and cohabitation and premarital sex also. And I so far have not seen much movement by the gay community to say, you know, gosh, premarital sex is a bad thing, and I just can't wait till we all have gay marriage so we can get married and we can tell everybody to be chaste until they get married. I mean, I just don't see a movement of that kind happening. And to be consistent and to have that whole a scenario makes sense, it needs to be part of a whole package, I think, that says that marriage is the proper context for human sexuality. And I honestly think that's a debating point and not a serious argument.
What do you mean by child-centered marriage?
Well, right now, the institution of marriage is society's principal institution for attaching children to their parents. Marriage says that a child is entitled to a relationship with both of their parents, and marriage attaches mothers and fathers to each other. It attaches fathers, in particular, to their children. That's the sense in which I mean marriage is a child-centered institution. But if you look at the arguments in favor of same-sex marriage, what they're doing, what they're saying, is that marriage isn't really fundamentally about that. It's really about the companionship between the adults. Well, even in saying that, Todd, even in saying that, they are moving the relationship between the adults up a notch in the hierarchy of importance, and they're putting children down lower on the hierarchy of importance. That they're pushing that down the ladder. And in fact, to say that children are not an important part of marriage at all, as some of them do, as some of them want to say, there's no question then that that dethrones children from the pride of place that they have in the marriage institution. And then the question becomes, well, if marriage isn't the institution which fundamentally is about attaching children to their parents, what institution will we have that does that? And the other thing people should be aware of is that, as I have a whole four-part series that I do on same-sex marriage. It's called Same-Sex Marriage Affects Everyone. And in part two of that program, I talk about the fact that right now marriage attaches children to their biological parents. That is the presumption. That is the norm. There are exceptions to it that are well laid out in law, but the norm is that marriage attaches children to their parents. With the advent of same-sex marriage, marriage will no longer do that. For same-sex couples, for same-sex parents, marriage will be the institution that actively separates a child from at least one of their parents, because same-sex couples can't have children. They can acquire children, but they can't have children springing naturally from their union. So what that means is that when a child is attached to a same-sex couple, they have to have first been detached from at least one of their other parents. And so marriage, it is hoped, will be the thing that does that. The marriage between that same-sex couple is what is going to automatically detach the child from one of their biological parents. And I say that fundamentally changes what marriage is in relationship to children, because it's now becoming the instrument by which children are detached from their parents, not attached to their parents. And that's a huge social shift that really does affect everybody. Same-sex marriage really will affect everybody, because it will change the definition of marriage for everyone.
Okay, you've only got 30 seconds. I've never asked you this before, but do you think we are headed for a normalized same-sex marriage as a legal entity in the United States?
Well, I think we've already arrived at the point where same-sex behavior has been normalized, where homosexuality is completely normalized. There's no doubt about that. I think it's an open question whether we're headed for same-sex marriage as a normalized, as a normal condition. And what happens in California on November the 4th, 2008, will be crucial in deciding whether that happens. And that's why I'm very grateful that you've allowed me to talk to listeners all across the country about the issue of same-sex marriage in California, because it is so crucial for the future of marriage for everyone in the country. What happens in California is crucial. The proponents of same-sex marriage believe it's crucial. They're pouring millions of dollars into California from outside. And so those of us who are concerned to protect the traditional understanding of the family, to protect family as a natural institution, not as a state-created institution, we could really use your help and support from all of those who are outside the state of California.
We've got a link posted to Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse and the Ruth Institute on the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is director of the Ruth Institute based in San Diego. She spent 15 years teaching economics at Yale University and George Mason University, and she's author of the books Love and Economics and Smart Sex. Jen, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks so much, Todd.
When we come back, Dr. Jeff Gibbs will talk about the kingdom of heaven.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What is it, Captain?
Whatever it is, it's incredibly advanced.
Hey, iPhone users, you can now listen to Issues Etc. live on your iPhone. Find out by going to piratechristianradio.com and click the iPhone link on the homepage. You no longer have to sit by your PC, laptop, or home radio to listen to Issues Etc. live. piratechristianradio.com and look for the iPhone icon.
With something much, much more. And it's going to change everything.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org, click promote, and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. issuesetc.org.